I love you. I love you. I love you.
That's Bobby Hebb and Sunny. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has announced a sweeping new trade deal with Japan. CBS's Kelly O'Grady has the specifics.
Japan is our fifth largest trading partner. Last year, it exported roughly $148 billion worth of goods to the U.S., and that included cars, electronics, and chemicals. Now, the 15% tariff means prices could go up for U.S. consumers. Note, though, Japan already imposes tariffs on U.S. goods entering their country. So the president says this new deal will provide a win for American farmers and automakers to more easily sell to Japan.
President Trump says British pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca will invest $50 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years.
$50 billion, that's a big investment, and it's going to be a very good investment. I have no doubt about it.
The company says it'll boost manufacturing and research operations here, including building a multi-billion-dollar factory in Virginia. There's a sentencing hearing today for Brian Koberger. He's the man who pleaded guilty to stabbing four University of Idaho students to death. The plea agreement spares him the death penalty, and he may never reveal his motive. CBS's Amanda Arden is in Boise.
The victim's families want to know why, some sort of explanation of why he committed these murders, but that's just not required in a sentence, and it's very unlikely.
The man accused of driving a car into a crowd outside an East Hollywood nightclub over the weekend is now facing 74 felony charges.
Fernando Ramirez of San Clemente remains hospitalized, recovering from a gunshot wound that was inflicted on him by one of the angry people in the crowd outside the Vermont Hollywood nightclub on Saturday night. L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman said the multiple felony charges are appropriate in this particular case.
37 counts of attempted murder and 37 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, the deadly weapon being the car. These counts correspond to each of the 37 victims.
Ramirez is also accused of inflicting great bodily injury on 8 of the 37 victims. If convicted, he's facing multiple terms of life in prison. Pete Demetrio for CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Trump delivers the keynote address at an AI summit in Washington today.
The president has made expansion of AI data centers a key focus of his administration, coupled with expansion of energy infrastructure to power those AI facilities. His address at the Mellon Auditorium is expected to follow the unveiling of his administration's AI action plan. In addition, Trump is expected to sign a number of executive orders involving AI content, construction of AI data centers, and exports of American technology. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Dow futures up 215. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. That extreme heat watch is in effect through tonight. The heat index values could make it feel as hot as 107. People are being urged to check on neighbors and to call 211 if you need to find a cooling center. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. During the heat advisory, electric service cannot be shut off, and those without power may qualify for reconnection due to health risks. There's more about that process on the We Energies website. The Racine County Fair has added misting stations, shaded seating, and a staffed safety building to help visitors deal with the heat. The fair starts today in Union Grove and runs through Sunday. Both a shooting suspect and the woman he allegedly shot had to be flown to the hospital after a standoff stretched through most of the day yesterday in Racine. The initial shooting happened at around 11 a.m. near Prospect and Reschke. Police say the man locked himself inside of a home and didn't respond to calls from negotiators. Just after 6:30 last night, SWAT officers found him wounded inside. The identities of those involved isn't yet known. Traffic in Kenosha is slowed down in another place. There's now a major rebuild at the intersection of Washington Road and 30th Avenue. The project will upgrade traffic signals and improve safety for drivers and pedestrians. Carthage College is already boosting their nursing effort. Now another local university is joining in. Waukesha County Technical College is opening a new virtual reality lab for its nursing programs. The lab will allow hands-on training in a lifelike VR setting starting next spring. And Kenosha cars will be racing tonight at the Great Lakes Dragaway. They'll also be cruising in at the Brat Stop. Those are the events today for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming Car Show, the world's largest AMC gathering. The showcase runs through Sunday and includes car shows, a parade, cruise-ins, and a block party celebrating the city's auto legacy. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series today with the Mariners. Milwaukee losing last night 1-0, ending their 11-game winning streak. Pat Murphy pulled Jacob Mizorowski out in the fourth inning, even though he had a shutout going.
You can't give him that big of a rest and then let him go out there and have his normal start.
NBA. When Damian Lillard was traded to the Bucks 2 years ago, his wife filed for divorce. His three children remained in Portland. Lillard signed a deal over the weekend to return to the Trailblazers.
I didn't say nothing to him about it until Saturday when I actually signed, and they were with me. We got back in the car to go home. I got to a red light and I just turned around and my daughter was looking at me, and I told her, and she was like, wait, so like we don't have to get on an airplane to Milwaukee no more? I was like, yeah, y'all don't got to get on a plane no more. And she was like, so you're going to be at your house in Portland the whole time? I was like, yeah. And she was like, what? Like, she was...
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168. To get started today.
Get ready, Racine. The Roma Lodge Italian Festival is back for its 46th year and bigger than ever. July 25th through the 27th, enjoy authentic Italian food, live bands, Cafe Roma, raffles, a vendor fair, and fun for the whole family. Just $4 pre-sale, $5 at the gate. Kids 12 and under are free. Sunday, free admission for everyone. Come to Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine for food, fun, and tradition you can taste. Don't miss the Roma Lodge Italian Festival, July 25th through the 27th.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I'm a married man with a kid, but I'll tell you this right now. We do argue all the time. If I've learned anything in 5 years of being married is we're always working on me. You know? Evidently, my wife is this completed work under museum glass that is to be admired and studied. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like one of these guys, one of, you know, those buildings that just has scaffolding around it for like six straight years. And you're like, are they ever going to finish that thing? Is that some sort of insurance shop? Just tear it down, start over again. Yeah, I have a temper. And then my wife always says the same thing. She's always just like, I just don't understand. Where did that come from? Where is that coming from? It's, you just go from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. It's like, first of all, I idle at 75 miles an hour. All right? So don't give me this 0 to 100. I walked into this restaurant at 75. I could hear that guy talking too loud on his cell phone from the parking lot.
WRJN. 1, 2, 3.
go. The Rascals, Good Lovin', 812 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Sunshine, highs near 92 degrees today. We got a new air conditioner in the studio. I love it. Whoa, it's freezing. I need a jacket. I like it cold. Sunny at 72 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Well, Japan Airlines launched the service that allows foreign tourists and business travelers to rent clothing from them. As little as $28 for up to 2 weeks. The idea is to minimize luggage as much as possible. I don't know if I want to wear other people's dirty underwear. I'm not sure I want to do that quite yet, huh?
And he's been blue since then. Now he's found somebody new. And you want him back again.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Gonna take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose,
sick, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Simon, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. It's 8:17, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine, highs of 92 degrees today.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. The celebration rolls on today with a full slate of can't-miss events. It all starts at 10 a.m. with expert seminars at Don's Auto Parts and Machine Shop on 39th Avenue. From 11 to 4, swing by the open house at Alfano Performance AMC Speed Shop on Roosevelt Road. Cruise into the Brat Stop at 4 p.m. for food, fellowship, and classic car conversation. Then feel the power of Great Lakes Dragway at 5 p.m. with AMC Racing like you've never seen. Go to WRJN.com for a complete list of events. And stay tuned to WRJN throughout the week for everything AMC Homecoming. It's powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
We had Chris and Bob in yesterday in the studio for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. And I was trying to remember all the cards that AMC made. Now, the only ones I can remember, they said the Javelin, the Pacer. I forgot the other one now. The Javelin, the Pacer. Oh, the Matador. And they also had the Nash Rambler eventually. They got that one. But there were some others on there, too. I've forgotten all about the Pacer, I remember, because there was a guy at a radio station I worked at. He had one. I liked it. But people made fun of the poor car. I mean, I felt bad for it. It's 8:19 at WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten-about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This week, see why Scoops Ice Cream and Candy will keep you in the summer spirit. Beat the heat with super premium chocolate shop ice cream. Crafted in Wisconsin and served with Kenosha pride by the true ambassadors of bold flavor. Have dietary needs? No problem. Scoops has gluten-free and vegan options. Smooth, satisfying, and engineered to keep you as sharp as a javelin. Every cone, cup, and treat from Scoops is sure to make you smile and soar like an eagle. Cruise into Scoops, 57th Street and 8th Avenue in downtown Kenosha.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public. If you love summer berries, you absolutely have to stop by O&H Danish Bakery this week. O&H is featuring their Summer Berry Crumble Kringle with a filling blend of fresh strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries layered on a bed of cream cheese. You'll enjoy summer's best berries with every bite. What's more, this delicious kringle is topped with buttery streusel and sweet icing, so be sure to pick up one this week. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Every drummer in a band in the 1960s wanted to play that song because it's the only song where the drummer got showcased and the spotlight was on the drummer. So they love that song, Wipeout. 826 at WRJN, a couple in Washington State says DoorDash had a glitch and somehow pinned their home as a Popeyes location. So dozens of drivers came to their house to pick up orders. DoorDash fixed it, but it took 2 weeks to fix it. Really? Must have been real annoying for the homeowner. Now, you would think the folks at DoorDash, these drivers, would have known that's not Popeyes when they pulled into a residential neighborhood. You'd think they'd know that, right? Oh, I love this Aretha. Here's the Say a Little Prayer. Local news, Tadless Hits, WRJN.
The moment I wake up,
Aretha, I Say a Little Prayer. Boy, we do miss her, don't we? Yeah, that's a great song. I think Dusty Springfield had that originally? I think she did. I Say a Little Prayer for You. Yeah, Aretha, great version of that song. All right, a new survey asked people, at what age do you think someone is officially old? 22% of the late teens and early 20s folks said you're over the hill at age 35. Whoa. Let's see if they still feel the same way when they hit age 35, huh? It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A standoff in Racine ended after 7 hours with both a shooting suspect and a victim flown to the hospital. It all started late yesterday morning when a 48-year-old woman was shot on Prospect Street. Her injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Police say the suspect, a 51-year-old man, barricaded himself inside of a home before SWAT teams found him with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The identities of those involved isn't yet known. We're working on learning more. With dangerously hot weather, officials are reminding folks that your power can't be cut off during a heat advisory. If your electric service was shut off, you may qualify to get it reconnected if the heat puts your health at risk. There's a process for that online. Those without AC are being told to stay cool today, keep blinds closed, and avoid using appliances during the hottest parts of the day. The heat advisory runs through tonight. Cooling centers are open. You can call 211 to find the nearest to you. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Fair kicks off today, and organizers are ready for the heat. They've added misting stations, shaded seating, and a fully staffed safety building to help anyone feeling overwhelmed by the high temperatures. EMS will be on site in Union Grove all week. The fair runs through Sunday. Getting north and south in Kenosha is taking extra time. There's been work going on along 39th Avenue and 22nd. Now the intersection at Washington Road and 30th is closed for a big rebuild. The city says the work there will update traffic signals and make things safer for drivers and pedestrians. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The little outlet. It's like a little designer knockoff store with irregulars and, you know, garbage from designers that they resell. The only problem is he brags about it. You're supposed to kind of do that on the low key, you know? I go, that's a nice tie. That's right, Davey. Ralph Lauren, regularly $80. Little tomato stain, you can barely see it. Four bucks. Sweet. Hell yeah. Drawstring alligator pants. Little small split in the seam. Easy fix. A little blood on the leg. $3! How do you get blood on the leg? Davey, mine is not to question why. The little outlet. I buy and fly. If it's a tough stain, I shout it out. That doesn't work, I turn it inside out.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later.
sooner or later. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today, highs nearing 92, clear tonight, low 77, sunny and hot. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow with a high near 92 again. 73 degrees and sunny. Actually, it's pretty nice here at Radio Park. Remember the tongue twister, she sells shells down by the seashore? It was actually inspired by a female paleontologist named Mary Anning, who sold fossils out of a little stand in Dorset Beach in England in the early 1800s. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I assume next they're going to tell us there was a real Peter Piper who picked a peck of pickled peppers. Yeah.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester. tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys been drinking whiskey and riding, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
One of the best ever, Don McLean, American Pie. 8:46, local news, Tamla's hits here at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 92. Right now it's sunny at 73 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, here's a great way to exercise and have some fun at the same time. An indoor walking group in Portland, Oregon is in the news for blending exercise with nostalgia. They dress up in 80s gear, go on long walks at the mall. Their group is called Food Court 5000. I love that name. That's really good. 8:47 at WRJN.
Big deals.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Fuel your summer days with the flavor of community at Just Brew It. From bold cold brews to crazy good iced lattes, their signature summer drinks are crafted to keep you cool, energized, and moving strong, even when the temperatures soar. Don't miss Just Brew It at the Racine County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday. Stop by, say hi, and see for yourself what local love really means. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 2 weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
Anaya's Auto Repair is not just about fixing cars, they're also about serving Kenosha. Generations of families keep coming back to Anaya's because they're treated with honesty, respect, and real care. Trust runs deep and service runs strong. They get you back on the road because you matter. From check engine lights to major repairs, you can count on straight answers, quality work, and a team that puts you first. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. 52nd Street, Kenosha, just east of 30th Avenue.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
It's not love I'm running from.
Hughes and the Vandellas. Nowhere to Run. 854 Local News. Timeless Hits. WRJN. That was what happened to that CEO and his girlfriend over at the Coldplay concert. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. They got you. All right, here's one of those above and beyond stories. A pizza delivery guy in Michigan saved an elderly woman who fell and couldn't get up. She didn't answer her door, so he looked through the window and saw her on the floor, barely conscious. He called 911, got her to a hospital. Then he went back to her home to make sure her dog was taken care of and pick up some belongings she'll need at the hospital. So my question is, that's very nice. He did all that. That's above and beyond. He's a hero. What happened to the pizza he was supposed to deliver? What happened to that? They don't tell you. 855 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. By the time I get to Phoenix, here's Glenn Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Time and time I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Campbell, by the time I get to Phoenix, 3 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Keep nice and cool today. It's going to be a hot scorcher. Drink plenty of fluids so you stay hydrated, right? I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. Have a good day.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A lot of Americans will be sweating it out under a scorching heat dome again today. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano says the dangers are not to be underestimated.
Heat is the number one weather-related killer. When you get 111 for heat index, 110 in St. Louis, that is dangerous stuff. That's today. And then tomorrow, as we go into the Northeast, we're going to see temperatures ramp up. It'll be pretty comfortable today in the Northeast, but as we go through tomorrow and Friday, 103 in D.C., 99 degrees in New York, and 99 in Norfolk as well, 103 in Cincinnati.
The president's